time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we get to visit with Roland Rushman. He is out in the panhandle of Nebraska, and kind of an exciting topic this week, Roland, as you are leading the charge to get a Nebraska pea and lentil board started. Tell us more about, give us some background and kind of why you're doing this.
Well, the idea of the pea and lentil commission was to establish funding basically so that we could become members of the U.S. pea and lentil commission, which will then in turn allow us to have revenue coverage on all our on most all of the legume crops that we raise in Nebraska. That was our initial goal.
And when we talk about peas and lentils in Nebraska, what does that industry look like, Roland?
So my son and I started raising peas in 2012, but peas have been grown in Nebraska probably an additional, I would say maybe 10 years, even longer than what we have grown them. So there were a few people growing them out here in the Panhandle, and then the area from Grant to Imperial over to Holdridge, lots of peas grown in that area. And then in combination with that, there's been times when chickpeas, lentils, there are markets for all those things as well. So some farmers like one, some like another, but they all work together the same way as a legume so that it benefits the soil. Each of them benefit the soil in approximately the same way.
So obviously this is something that is growing in the state. And so when you decided to do this, how did that process work, or how did that, how did you get started doing that?
To start with, the U.S. pea and lentil commission got together with the University of Nebraska and talked to them about the need for a commission in Nebraska. And so university employees started reaching out to some of the producers, talking to them about the benefits of a commission and what we could do with not only in terms of revenue coverage, but we are able to help our university with research. And then a big one that we're going to install right away is a marketing plan to bring businesses into Nebraska that will be utilizing the different legumes. It could be, or pulses as they're called. It would be not that we don't already have industry in Nebraska, but you know, it takes money to entice people to come to Nebraska just by going and talking to them. It just takes a little bit of a budget. So that's what I see the commission doing: three things: revenue coverage, marketing, and research.
And then finally, when can we expect to maybe see the board put together and really get things going? What's the process like once the board is underway?
The board is scheduled to be in place no later than July 1st of 2021, and that is a governor-appointed board. So that is actually a deadline to the governor by statute. So in other words, the statute is already in place. Legislation is already there. So the commission is already in existence. It just needs its first board. And that first board will entail five members, all producers, people that grow some sort of legume in Nebraska. One district is the Panhandle. Second district is basically from the Panhandle east to the east edge of Lincoln County, and then a line on the east edge of Lincoln County, north and south, all those counties. And then the third district is all the rest of Nebraska east of there. And then there are two members of the board that are at large in the state. So that's going to be the, and like I say, it will be in place up and running no later than July 1st of 2021.
All right. Thanks so much, Roland Rushman, our guest this week on this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.